support.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So I'm respectful that Rick has every right to run as long as he feels that's what he should do. But from the standpoint of the conservative movement, consolidating into a Gingrich candidacy would, in fact, virtually guarantee victory on Saturday. And I'd be delighted if either Perry or Santorum wanted to do that. They have to make that decision.
There's Newt Gingrich explaining how it would be better for the conservative movement, so to speak, if Santorum and Perry dropped out of the race. Isn't that nice? And he suggested that they give him their support. What a sweet guy that Gingrich is. The GOP race is where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. From Fox, Gretchen Carlson, Steve Ducey, and Brian Kilmeade talked to Newt Gingrich about whether he's ready to admit that his series of attacks on Romney have been a big mistake.
The thing is, Speaker, everyone knows that you are a great debater. And what I want to ask you today is whether or not you want to admit that some of the things you've done in the last couple of days were a mistake, because shouldn't you be relying on your debate performance instead of attacking Governor Mitt Romney for his experience at Bain Capital?
Well, look, I don't know if it's a mistake or not. I think when somebody runs for president and they cite as one of their two major achievements 25 years in a particular area, questioning about that area is just a part of the process. I served in the House for 20 years. I was Speaker for 4 years. We balanced the budget for four straight years, the only time in your lifetime. We created 11 million new jobs during those 4 years. I fully expect people to look at my record, raise questions about it, attack me for, you know, some things I've done that weren't very clever. I've been a little surprised at this idea that asking questions about a presidential candidate's background is somehow off limits. But the bigger difference came up last night. We need somebody who can go toe-to-toe with Barack Obama and defeat him in the debates this fall. And I think once again last night people had a sense that I was the guy who could best explain conservatism and could best stand there face-to-face with Obama and win the debate. Right. And I think that's going to be a big factor Saturday as people look for somebody who can actually defeat Obama, not just talk about it.
Well, Mr. Speaker, you've asked the question in ads. Now you've done it shoulder-to-shoulder in debates. Do you think Mitt Romney has effectively answered the questions about some of the companies that have not gone well and the ones that have gone well with his days as a venture capitalist?
Well, I think there are a lot of things that haven't been fully explained yet. Companies that were left with huge levels of debt while Governor Romney and his friends walked off with the cash. And I think they're going to have to eventually explain that. I also think last night it was interesting that Romney agreed that he ought to release his income tax, but he doesn't want to do it till April. I think the people of South Carolina deserve to know now. I mean, if there's nothing there, why hide it till April? And if there's something there, don't the people of South Carolina deserve to know before Saturday? But there's a bigger question here. South Carolina has a chance to either nominate a moderate or to nominate a conservative. And I'm the only conservative in a position to take on Romney and then to ultimately take on Obama. And my goal for the next 4 days is to focus on saying to conservatives, let's get together. I'm the one candidate who can stop Romney from being a nominee, and I need every conservative in South Carolina to join me in making sure that we do not nominate somebody who I think is far too moderate to be an effective debater against Obama.
We don't have a lot of time. I just have to ask you, the Bain Capital issue doesn't sound like a GOPer. The issue you bring up, what were you wanting Mitt Romney to release his tax records? Who cares if he made a lot of money, sir? Frankly, that we should all be thrilled he made a lot of money. He's a capitalist. Don't we want that?
I don't understand this attitude of protecting a candidate from just telling the truth. We want people to be able to withstand the attack of the Obama machine this fall. And we better find out before the nomination whether or not our candidates are capable of withstanding that kind of attack. Mm-hmm. The worst thing for us would be to nominate somebody and then have them disintegrate in September because Obama found some weakness and went after it relentlessly. Look, beating Obama is going to be a very hard thing to do. He's going to have $1 billion. He's going to be relentlessly negative. And we better have somebody who can go toe-to-toe in the debates, stand up to him, and defeat him. And I think what last night showed is I can do that.
Up next, more on the upcoming primary in the presidential race on The Countdown.
Each year, weight loss and wellness goals are among the nation's top New Year's resolutions, and nutrition expert Beth Aldridge has some secrets to help.
The key to reaching your wellness goals is to take small steps. First, you need to choose an activity you like to do every day so you stay motivated and don't dread working out.
And just because you're eating better doesn't mean you should sacrifice flavor.
Find healthy foods you actually enjoy. Pack your salads full of delicious vegetables and fruits and use a salad dressing made with simple, good-for-you ingredients.
And look for dressings that use all-natural, simple ingredients with no preservatives.
Marzetti Simply Dressed and new Simply Dressed and Light refrigerated salad dressings are an all-natural option for making any salad or recipe more flavorful. They're made with a minimal number of ingredients like olive oil, canola oil, and sea salt, and have no preservatives, trans fats, MSG, or high fructose corn syrup. And new Simply Dressed and Light offers the added benefits of less fat and calories.
You can find lots of flavorful recipe options at Marzetti.com. I'm Lynn West.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Stop by Lowe's this week for great savings. Save more than $8 on a six-pack of Utilitech 65-watt indoor floodlights, now just $6. Plus, get a two-pack of Utilitech 90-watt outdoor floodlights for only $4.98. And if you want to save money and water, get a new AquaSource dual-flush toilet for just $98. That's a savings of $20. Find these and other great values on the products you need to improve your home inside and out. But you better hurry. Supplies won't last long. Lowe's. Never stop improving. Offers valid through 1/23/12.
Talk radio in review. News talk radio, issue-oriented talk radio. Doug Steffen here with host Charlie Parker and Charity McCurdy talking to strategist Tracy Davis about how important the South Carolina GOP primary is.
Is this the way to go about at this stage of the game to beat up your opponents, or should there be more focus on the inadequacies of the current president?
I think that that was one of his weakest moments, but then Gingrich, when he did get positive and he had his quick, brilliant, sort of concise answers about, you know, when he was talking about Andrew Jackson and if there's an enemy of the United States, kill him, and his exchange with Juan Williams about the food stamp president and I want to help the poor people get jobs, get better jobs, and own the jobs. That was a huge moment for him. That's when he got the standing ovation. And so he did much better when he was not attacking and when he was on the positive and taking just getting away from the way he was in New Hampshire, which was, you know, so negative and whiny, taking things so personal. It just did not seem presidential at all. So he seemed to get much better than that was in the very beginning when it came down to when it was all about Bain. And I think that Romney was attacked on all sides. I mean, some things he did all right. He fumbled with the felons when Santorum was asking him about that.
Mm-hmm.
And he fumbled about the tax returns. If he should have a succinct answer, like, I will release them in April and then just stop the subject.
And then move on.
Right, exactly. So he was a little bit off, and Gingrich was definitely on. It just depends if it it's going to make a difference.
Now, Tracy, we saw a more confident, focused Rick Perry who was able to generate some loud applause at times. Could all his time spent campaigning in South Carolina pay off, or do you think it's too little too late for Perry and he'll be the next to drop out of the race?
I think he's toast and he's going to have to drop out. I mean, I think it is. He did a brilliant job, but it's too bad he wasn't like that in the beginning. I really do feel like it's too late for him and that people are going to try to coalesce around one candidate and not be all split up between so many, and he would be the one to go.
From our Countdown affiliate KFAB in Omaha, host Scott Voorhees here with a focus on the attacks that Romney has been getting by Gingrich, Newt Gingrich, and Rick Perry, too, kinds of things that most would expect from Democrats. I guess this goes about the business of eating their young.
This tit-for-tat thing over Bain Capital, where Rick Perry says Bain Capital swept in, picked that company over, and a lot of people lost jobs at this steel mill in Georgetown, South Carolina. That's certainly the way some people look at it. Mitt Romney would have you believe that if Bain Capital does not come in there and see that this is still a business worth rescuing, where some steel mills completely close down and the business goes elsewhere, Mitt Romney and Bain Capital felt that this was something that they saw some promise there. They're not going to get involved in anything just because it'd be a nice thing for the community. They do this because it would make money for their business. And Mitt Romney would say that, well, if someone like Bain Capital does not come in and try and reposition the books on the steel mill and reposition the business or, you know, whatever it is we got to do to it, then the entire steel mill shuts down. All the jobs are lost, which would mean that all the jobs that depend on the steel mill being operational in Georgetown, South Carolina, would also be lost because all the people here would be out of a job and there'd be no money to spend anywhere. You know, who's right and who's wrong in this? I don't know. I just think that Rick Perry and to some extent also Newt Gingrich by saying, well, Mitt Romney's this big bad capitalist going around there and putting people out of work, that's kind of Occupy Wall Street talk. That's something that President Obama would do. Newt Gingrich said that, well, we don't need people to say, you know, that's what the Democrats would do. But the reason they're saying that, and they being people like Rush Limbaugh, for example, are saying, I don't think you win any points going after Mitt Romney for engaging in capitalism in this country, because if a firm like Bain Capital does not come in, everyone loses their jobs, quite possibly. The reason that they came in is because the company's not doing well, and they saved some jobs. Yeah, some people got laid off, but this prevents everybody from being laid off. And Mitt Romney will tell you, a lot of people in these Occupy Wall Street movements are under the false assumption in this country that you're entitled to have a job. That's not the way it works. This is the real world. This is business. And if you elect Mitt Romney to be the president, then he would come at it from a standpoint of business rather than everyone's entitled to be taken care of. Everyone's entitled to a job, which I think is a point in the favor of Mitt Romney. But anyone, I don't know that he wins based on that point. Is anyone who's ever been laid off or had a family member or close friend or coworker laid off by someone who works for the company, lives across the country, has never been to, say, Omaha, Nebraska, has no idea what the people do at this business in Omaha, Nebraska, and they laid them off anyway? Yeah, you're going to be stung by this, and you're going to see Mitt Romney as the poster boy for it. So it just matters of whether people are looking at this emotionally or rationally. And then Rick Perry comes out and says, Mitt Romney, I've released my income tax return, and Newt Gingrich is going to release his income tax. Mitt, we need you to release your income tax forms, all your paperwork. We want to know how much you made, where you made it, how much you gave to charity, what you claimed as deductions, what you paid, at what rate you paid it. We need to know this stuff. Why? Can anyone give me one good reason why that makes any difference whatsoever?
Up next, hosts and supporters on Ron Paul, big time on the Countdown.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So, you know, we have a lot of the issues of the day, the events of the day, talk radio, talk television, that becomes fodder for conversation. For example, here from CNN, Aaron Burnett talked to a group of three college students about the reasons they're working so hard for Ron Paul.
Why Ron Paul? What is it about him that makes you make calls, volunteer since the summer, read his book, and like him so much?
Well, I like Ron Paul because of his honesty, integrity, and respect for the Constitution the way the founders intended it. And he's also the only candidate with a plan to restore America and to balance the budgets, which is the greatest problem facing youth today. Also, I believe that personal liberty, limited government, and sound money have made us the most prosperous and free society in the world. And Ron Paul's the only candidate with a plan to do this.
Lisa, what about you? What makes you spend, as you said, hours and hours researching every candidate before you settled on Ron Paul, and now spend a lot of your time door-to-door canvassing on his behalf?
Yeah, absolutely. As a college student, I know firsthand that the economy is our biggest issue right now. And Ron Paul's the only candidate with a clear plan to restore America's prosperity, and that's why I'm supporting him with all that I have.
Trip, you?
Ron Paul is the only constitutional candidate. And it's not just about running for office, not just about getting elected, it's about spreading a message. And you can tell he's honest, you can tell when he speaks to his supporters, he's actually talking to them, he's not just trying to find the next soundbite. After New Hampshire, he was actually thanking his supporters, and I really appreciated that, and he's definitely going to get my vote.
So let me just ask each of you the question that people have that are skeptical of Ron Paul. They say, all right, get your passion for some of the things that you're saying, but cutting $1 trillion in 1 year, getting rid of the Federal Reserve, and cutting all foreign policy entanglements is insanity. How do you respond to that, Lisa?
Oh, well, I think that a lot of that talk about cutting all foreign policy ties isn't really correct, and that's not Ron Paul. It's not what he's advocating right now. And cutting the federal government's budget by $1 trillion is essentially what we need right now. We need to stop spending money that's not going to get us out of debt. We need to face this debt crisis head on and deal with what we can right now.
Paul, what about you? What do you think about some of the? Are there some parts about Ron Paul that you say, okay, I don't really like that?
I agree with his message. I think that we need to look into the Federal Reserve and restore accountability. And we need to, because this affects the regular people. Federal Reserve has been, they've been bailing out big banks, and we Ron Paul had a partial audit of the Fed, which allowed us to, he was able to unite Democrats and Republicans to audit the Fed and find out that they were bailing out Gaddafi and other countries, and this is hurting the American people the most.
Talk host Todd Jeffries and Don Pryor with a caller of theirs about the two candidates from Texas Ron Paul and Rick Perry, and whether either of them really have a chance.
I got to agree with Karl Rove. I heard him say this morning, the only thing that Ron Paul did last night is secure Santorum's position in third place, because Ron Paul said so many ridiculous things last night and just looked horrible as far as his comments about the military, about foreign policy. He didn't look good. That's all he accomplished.
He didn't. You don't think he'd look good, but what about what he said?
Well, I just don't think his ideas really make a lot of sense. And in a fantasy world, yes, they do. It's wonderful to think that we could just pull everybody home, bring all the troops home, and that we in no way do we have any presence around the country militarily. It just doesn't make sense.
Where and why would we need a presence in another country?
Oil, for one. Protect our interests. That's just the ugly reality. Whether we're stealing it or not, that's the way it is. So he doesn't think clearly.
Steve in Wimberley.
My comment is about Perry. I've lived in Texas for 22 years, and I think he's been governor for 10 of those, the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. He is such an embarrassment to this state. He reminds me, and I'm being easy with the words, he reminds me of Howdy Doody when he's up there. He really does. Mm-hmm. There's nothing about that man that would make me vote for him again. I am a Republican. I will admit it. I have voted for him. I would never vote for him again.
Yeah,
he has absolutely nothing going for him.
Enough on the primary. Let's talk about the super PACs and the amount of money that's tied up in the race next on the countdown.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-799. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, it's free. Freezing back here. Ugh.
Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with a revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Half past the hour, into the second half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen, the Super PAC, here from MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, with Dan Rather. They talk about the Super PACs and how they have changed the way campaigns are run, and the fact that it isn't a good thing.
Do you think the way that super PACs are functioning in the Republican primary this year is changing feelings on the right about Citizens United and this overall trend about money in politics?
The short answer is yes. I think it is changing. When the decision first came through, I think it was certainly the consensus thinking, practically the unanimous thinking among Republicans and self-described conservatives. This is a great thing for us. This is a dream come true. But it turns out the dream has some nightmarish hues, and here's why. The candidates don't necessarily control their own campaign anymore, nor does the state Republican Party, nor does the national Republican Party. Any big money super billionaire who chooses to do so can pour money into any campaign, statewide or national campaign. Mind you, much of the money is secret and hidden. The candidate may have one agenda. The candidate may see an ad up that says, I don't agree with that. Too bad, Jack, they have the money. So a second wave is setting in the thought of, wait a minute, maybe this is not such a good idea, including among Republicans and conservatives. So much so that I wouldn't be surprised to see, if not in the next Congress very soon, Republicans joining in an effort to say, okay, the Supreme Court has spoken. This is now the law of the land. We can't change it, certainly not immediately. But let's at least see where the money comes from. Somebody's name should be attached to it. Keep in mind right now, you can contribute all kinds of secret money, and your name may never be known that it's coming from you.
Do you think, though, that there is enough negative sort of blowback against candidates from off-message statements that are nevertheless supposed to be toward their benefit, right, that candidates actually are more worried about the lack of coordination than they are happy to have billionaires dumping in unlimited money on their behalf? I mean, I realize that Newt Gingrich got in a little bit of trouble for the Bain stuff, and he sort of backed off of that stuff, but I'm not sure that that trouble is more valuable than the hit against Mitt Romney that money bought him.
Well, I think Newt Gingrich had his second thoughts about it, but to answer your question, not yet. Yeah. That is to say, I think now They so want the money, so welcome the money. They have these concerns. But I do think, as I say, as we go along, that from the right side of the political spectrum, as well as the left, there's going to be a realization. This is terrible for America because it fits right into the argument that has been made increasingly left, right, by Tea Party people, as well as the Occupy Wall Street people. Do we still have a government of the people, by the people, for the people, or do we have a government that's for big corporations and super wealthy people, for them, by them? We've reached the point, is Washington more corrupt than we knew, with special interest money, buying influence, is that the agenda? I think this is beginning to seep into all parties and to most candidates, by no means all. But this will be revealed as we go along this election year. Make no mistake about it, this year is going to be close to a $3 billion, $3 billion presidential campaign.
Ted Koppel with Newt Gingrich about a $5 million donation that he got from a Las Vegas billionaire. The super PAC that this guy supports Gingrich, turned around, created a documentary attacking Mitt Romney. It has so many lies in it. Newt asked them to fix it or get rid of it. And so far, they've refused.
The Gingrich Super PAC, Winning Our Future, recently received $5 million from Las Vegas billionaire Sheldon Adelson. Did it occur to Gingrich to turn the money down?
He might be able to do that. But on the other hand, we learned in Iowa, if you unilaterally disarm, you might as well not run.
This film will highlight just four of Romney's many targets.
Indeed, Winning Our Future used some of those fresh $5 million to buy this anti-Romney documentary.
Make a profit.
It is so flawed that Gingrich himself has publicly called on the Super PAC to fix the mistakes or drop the documentary altogether. Of course, they don't have to pay any attention. Although it's probably not what Mr. Adelson, the donor, had in mind either. But what do these multimillionaires expect?
They want $5 million. They want their candidate to win.
But there has to be a so what at the end of that? So if you win, what does Adelson get out of it?
Well, he knows that I'm very pro-Israel. And that's the central value of his life. I mean, he is very worried that Israel is going to not survive.
And then there's Foster Fries, who backs Rick Santorum. Foster Fries has been good to you.
That may be the case. I've had really... I don't have a whole lot to do with him, to be honest.
I understand. Right. Candidates and super PACs don't communicate. Fries gave his money to the Red, White, and Blue Fund. How much did you give Santorum?
I would say we're going to be over $1 million at some point very soon.
Okay, up next, the controversy surrounding the video of the Marines urinating on the bodies of the dead Taliban soldiers here on the Countdown.
We're all resolving to run our lives a little better. Why not start with making sure our vehicles run better, too? The seasons have taken a toll on your car and your car battery. But Sears Auto Center, featuring diehard batteries, is here to help. Come in today and ask about a free battery check so you don't have to worry about getting stuck with a dead battery. Plus, save on all Michelin tires and get a $70 Sears Award card instantly when you buy four. So you can add another resolution to your list, saving some money. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center. While card quantities last, in-store only. Ends 1/28. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
And only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Listen to good
girls,
man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Grandpa!
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try a new chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7999. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Let's turn our attention now to the viral video of the four Marines that were seen urinating on the bodies of those Taliban soldiers. Host Chip Franklin here with Congressman Duncan Hunter of California. He thinks Secretary Leon Panetta is out of line, referring to the incident as despicable.
Obviously, you've been listening to this, Congressman. What's your take when you hear the Defense Secretary or the Secretary of State use words like despicable and deplorable?
When Nathan are right on this, I'm disappointed in the Secretary of State and Leon Panetta for what they said. They obviously haven't been in the situation that these Marines were in, not even close to it. So, you know, for them to say that is just disappointing, and it shows how bad the leadership is at the top.
What should they say? What if anything?
They shouldn't have said anything. This thing, you know, things like this happen. It shouldn't cast dispersion on the entire Marine Corps. It shouldn't even cast dispersion on these young Marines and the mission that they've accomplished over there. They should get disciplined for this, but it doesn't need to be mentioned by the highest ranked military officer, meaning the Secretary of Defense. It shouldn't even be brought up by him. This is something that'll get handled in the Marine Corps. They're doing an investigation, and these guys might get bumped down rank. They might get bumped pay or something, but that should be the extent of this. Of the whole investigation.
Did you hear the craziest part about this, that it actually may be explored as a war crime?
No, that's ridiculous. And you know, what's interesting too, what we don't think about, and Nathan brought this up too, you know, we don't think about what these 18-year-old kids have to go through, the way that they have to live for months and months and months in Afghanistan. The Afghan Taliban or the Pakistani Taliban, whichever one they were that these Marines killed, These guys might have tried to have been killing them. These guys might have killed the Marines' friends. They might have done a whole lot of stuff. They might have just had an IED go off. We don't know how this happened. So when you take an 18-year-old Marine who just had three or four of his friends blown up, or a few of his friends shot, or one of his friends had his arms blown off, and they get in a firefight with these Taliban, or they finally catch them, you can imagine what's going through the mind of an 18-year-old or a 22-year-old or a 21-year-old Marine who's stuck in Afghanistan, who volunteered to go fight, who's fighting the bad guys, and they finally catch the guys that killed their buddies. And remember, we're going to Afghanistan to liberate that country, to help them out. We aren't going there to conquer and to stay and to take their resources. We're helping them. So these Marines then have the bad guys that have been killing their own guys. You know, and you can imagine what's going through their head. War is hell, and things like this happen. This isn't like a massacre. This isn't like Abu Ghraib, though. It's not even close to that. It's not deplorable. It's not disgusting. It's kind of gross that they videotaped it, and they need to be more careful next time.
From our Countdown affiliate, WGMD, the Talk of Delmarva, host Bill Culley talked to a couple of his callers. They don't think it's really that big of a deal at all, apparently.
What's on your mind, sir? afternoon, Bill. Where was all the outrage that were perpetrated against the bodies of those civilian workers whose bodies were lit on fire, drugged through the street, beaten with stones, and hung from a bridge? How about the soldiers that had been kidnapped off their outpost or whatever, and their bodies were found mutilated? Where was the outrage there? Hey, as far as I'm concerned, yeah, well, you know what? Combat does strange things to people. And maybe these guys just reached a breaking point.
The type of people we are fighting against are the type of people who capture Americans and videotape the slicing of an American's head off and post it to the Internet. That's what we're dealing with.
Yeah, where's the outrage? Well, you know, where's the outrage from our lovable lefties?
See, this is the thing. They think that we need to be loved by our enemies. What Curtis Lemay knew was that you had to intimidate your enemy and make your enemy fear you.
Well, it's like this. It's like this, Bill. Vlad the Impaler had the right idea.
Mark,
Take care.
Thanks so much for the call. I know we're going to have a few veterans weigh in on this afternoon. Mark gave a couple of decades of his life in uniform to his country, as did Carolyn Lewis, who's next.
We're dealing with a bunch of savages here, you know. I mean, they do much worse than we do. And, you know, having been a Marine, I know how Marines are. Boys will be boys. What's the big deal? I look at it as icing on a cake, as, you know, the guys are relieving themselves of a little bit of pressure. They probably didn't have any place else to go. I mean, you know.
And my guess is those dead Taliban had no actual knowledge that this was taking place. Here we go. Take a listen to this. These are the betters of the American people speaking about this. Here's one comment this afternoon.
It is absolutely inconsistent with American values, with the standards of behavior that we expect from our military personnel.
Yeah. I mean, who cares what Hillary Clinton thinks, you know?
Host Carl Wolfson and Adam Klugman talking about the Geneva Convention and whether this incident is a criminal act.
The video of the U.S. Marines urinating on dead Taliban in Afghanistan.
Yes.
What was your take on that?
Well, first of all, it's appalling, right? I mean, it's just appalling, and I really believe that there we have to remember that there are tens of thousands of soldiers who are managing to retain their humanity in the midst of the horror of war. So
right.
I didn't support what Alan West had to say, which was, "Oh, come on, give us a break. War is hell."
Right.
And I kind of took the position that, you know, you can't see these kinds of events isolated from the fact that there are people there. They're fighting an immoral war with no end, and you can't separate that from the culture that sent these people to do this deed that is completely immoral and pointless and without any purpose.
This is what Rick Perry said about it. Now, you know, Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta condemned it. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said anyone found who have participated or known about it, having engaged in such conduct must be held fully accountable. And, of course, Rick Perry takes exception to the administration. Listen to this.
What is really disturbing to me is this kind of the over-the-top rhetoric from this administration and their disdain for the military, it appears, whether it's the Secretary of State or whether it's the Secretary of Defense. I mean, these kids made a mistake. There's not any doubt about it. Shouldn't have done it. It's bad. But to call it a criminal act, I think, is over the top.
Well, that's ignorance of law,
yes,
because calling it a criminal act is exactly what the first Geneva Convention states unequivocally.
Yes.
And, you know, we some of us know better than others what war is. They've been there. But all of us should know that there are rules that are agreed to among nations to make war more humane. And we are a party to the first Geneva Convention. We ratified that treaty. It says, quote, at all times, and particularly after an engagement, parties to the conflict shall, without delay, take all possible measures to search for and collect the wounded and sick, to protect them against pillage and ill treatment, to ensure their adequate care, and to search for the dead and prevent their being despoiled. Now, I guess that is just something that Rick Perry, one, doesn't know about,
right.
Likely.
Like most things.
Field of candidates.
He doesn't know anything.
And two, it's something that if he did know about, he conveniently throws aside because he's trying to throw red meat to the military industrial complex base of the Republican Party.
Absolutely. And we need to be morally outraged when things like this happen.
Maybe not hardly, but it doesn't look too odd. Meanwhile, the aftermath of that Italian cruise line disaster, up next here on the Countdown Show.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Boy, there are a lot of people buzzing about this story, that Italian cruise liner that crashed into some rocks, capsized this past weekend, all kinds of finger-pointing. Here's Chris Jensing on his program talking to correspondent Michelle Kosinski, who reported on some of the latest info on this accident.
There's growing outrage against the captain after an Italian newspaper published a pretty shocking transcript of a phone call between him, who was apparently on shore, and port officials. There's a long exchange with officials ordering him to get back on the ship and help save people. That call backing up what angry passengers have said.
The passengers, we're helping each other. The ones that are doing it, they're the cooks, the waiters, the house cleaning people. Where's the officers that they have? They're all gone. They're not there.
NBC's Michelle Kosinski is on Giglio Island in Italy on the phone. And Michelle, what's the latest there?
Hi, Chris. Well, exactly as you said, they were able to pull the bodies of five more victims off of that ship. And what they wanted to do, we kind of knew their plan in talking with some of them and their captain, was they were blowing these small holes using explosives into the hull as the best way to gain access into those deeper areas of the ship so they could get to the cabins. What they were looking for, in particular, they said, was the first officer's room where they expected to find the bodies of some victims. At this point, we haven't gotten any more information. If there's more coming out there from some other source, we haven't seen it yet in terms of whether those victims were crew members or passengers, where they're from. Any more detail, it's not coming from here on the ground. But it's been a busy scene all morning. I mean, there are dozens and dozens of divers here, special teams with the Italian Navy, and some of them have been able to give us detail. It seems like now they're trying to clamp down on what information comes out, but they're relentless. They are working nonstop. It's interesting, in this little old town, it's a tiny village on this small island, and you see all the villagers walking around, and then you see crowds of people in dive suits kind of all mingled together in this town. It's almost as if the entire island has become a rescue operation.
Here's radio host Roberta Giacina with Steve Ledke. He was on the Italian cruise ship when it hit the reef.
Tell us how this played out. You were in the restaurant on board the ship when it all happened. Can you just describe what exactly happened and what you were thinking?
We were at the late scene for dinner and about 9:40, I believe, and we're just talking pleasantly to people around this large round table, and all of a sudden we could hear and feel a thud, and it was a calm sea, so we didn't know where that was from. And it seemed to me almost immediately after that noise, we heard glasses spilling and breaking and falling off the tables, and then within a minute or so, there was a dramatic tilt or lift of the boat to the left side or port. And everybody got out of their chairs, and my wife helped a couple elderly people get to steps where they could grab onto something because the floor was suddenly wet like an ice skating rink and tilted dramatically to the left. And I was on the other side of the table, and the tables kind of pushed me against the left side like an avalanche. All these tables are sliding, and I was kind of pinned between these tables, nothing serious. But so then we got free from those, and all the staff, the many staff that were in that restaurant, were nowhere to be seen after that. So we struggled up to the, at that time, was the high side of the boat, went to an emergency exit and had to get around a one staff member that was there that was doing nothing but in a daze. And we had just met some Americans who joined us, and we went, we happened to be on the level where the lifeboats are, so we walked, got out the door and got to the lifeboat right there, and there was life jackets, there was nobody there from the boat, this other gentleman, his name is Nick, and I, a lot of people were there all of a sudden, and we opened up the railing to get into the lifeboat and just to see what's involved, and we opened that up, and at that moment, an employee from Costa came, and a lady just said, no, get off of here, and no problem, and so we had to go back behind the gate and close that up. One thing that was heartening at that time was, I didn't know where we were, it's dark, but as I looked just a couple hundred feet beyond us, up on the rocky shore, I guess I could say, with some lights from a house there. So that was, I was happy to see that we were within just a few hundred feet of the shore. I couldn't see the town from that angle, and I thought, well, we're going to be okay.
Did you ever have a life preserver with you at all, or did you just get out by lifeboat?
Well, they had life preservers by the lifeboat, but we were supposed to, every other cruise we've been on, they always have a drill, but most of us came on shore 3.5 hours before in Rome, and they were going to do the drill the next day, so nobody had the drill or knew where to go exactly. Some of the overhead pages, which the only one we could hear after the accident was, this is just an electrical problem, don't worry. And after that, everything that we could hear, maybe because of the noise from everybody screaming.
Find out more about the items on the countdown that we've discussed in this hour by going to the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStephan.com, the website.